Good morning. You listen to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, I have two guests, Julie Cole and Byron Morton. Julie, you're Vice President of Exhibit Sales, and Byron, you're Vice President of Leasing for MMPI, which is the company that puts on the annual Neocon show in Chicago. You guys doing all right?
We're doing great, Kemp. Thanks for having us.
Good to talk to you. We do this on an annual basis. Exciting. A lot of people, I'd say tens of thousands of people, have been working for the last few months to get ready for the show. This is the annual interior finishes show, the biggest show probably in that category, and you attract 40 or 50,000 specifiers, A and D type people. First question for you, what do you think this year's going to be like? You got any feeling for the anticipated attendance?
Kemp, we feel like attendance is going to be really great. The hotel block is nearly booked. That's great news. I think that anybody wanting to stay in the city, you know, is going to have to look pretty hard for a room. Pre-registration is pacing just a little bit above where it was last year, but considering we had over 50,000 attendees last year, mm-hmm. and the market continues to be incredibly strong and for commercial built environments, we think we're going to have a great show.
Yeah. Okay. As we look at the highlights, the things that people, you know, most people have already got their tickets, plane tickets or train tickets, however they're getting to Chicago. As we look at some of the things that they must not miss, I know you have three keynote speakers. Talk a little bit about some of the exciting things that are going on.
There's so many exciting things going on, I really don't know where to start. We've lined up a tremendous lineup of keynotes this year. The show kicks off Monday morning with Paul Ciala, mm-hmm. who's the founder of the International Wellbeing Institute, as well as Delos, and that keynote is presented by ASID. Tuesday brings David Rockwell, who is probably one of the most renowned designers of our day today. He's presented by IADA. And then Wednesday's keynote is Ioana Stănescu. She's the founder of a very cool firm in New York called Family, and really kind of brings pop culture and architecture together. She's done a ton of very interesting and unique experimental exhibits all around the world, and really should just bring a very fresh perspective to the show. Mm-hmm. Other new things that we've done this year, we've brought back a show called the Gorilla Truck Show, which used to be held over in Fulton Market. That will be held on Tuesday here at the Mart on the South Drive. It'll be a curated event with 10 different designers who really kind of fall outside of the box of the traditional Neocon designer, but types of companies and types of people, really, just makers and students and designers who inspire and delight the designers who attend the show. We've also partnered to bring the new talent spotlight to the show. That'll be on the first floor. That'll feature five designers who are really making waves in the world of commercial and product design. And there are tons of changes that have been made to the building, significant changes. We've completed our capital improvement program that we announced last year. So there'll be the grand stair from the south lobby to the second floor will be open. It's just one of the most dramatic spaces you've ever seen. There'll be a Neocon lounge on the second floor atop that stair. All of this has been designed by our architects, A plus I, from New York. Our food hall has been completely renovated on the second floor, and we've expanded the River Drive Park by about 40%. So between those, all those new common areas, there'll be great new food service, great new experiences, great places for the attendees to hang out. Attendees will also find some really great new technology improvements. We've improved our registration system more so even this year. We've bought new equipment. We've put together a new layout. We've developed a new online part of the show called My Planner, which allows attendees to plan their visit to Neocon and schedule their appointments and create calendars and save favorite exhibitors and products. And that all syncs with the updated Neocon app, which also has been updated, which has advanced wayfinding and mapping. You can get seminar and speaker details. You can enter your seminar evaluations. It's really all kinds of great new things to see at the show. I think also very significant is our completely renovated seventh floor exhibit hall, and I'll let Julie speak to that a little bit.
So, Kemp, your followers are probably interested in flooring specifically, but the seventh floor has been redesigned to make a more comprehensive experience for our attendees so they could easily navigate furniture and fabric flooring, technology, building products, and interior finishes and materials. So it's a very thoughtful layout to help our attendees get through this show quickly. Anyone who has been to NeoCon in the past who's familiar with our temporary floors, this year we're going to have all of the exhibits on the seventh floor. And some notable, I would say, relocations for some major flooring exhibitors are happening this year. We have five major anchor exhibitors in the flooring division that are relocating to our flooring section. So companies like Tarquette and Flexco and Ropey and Metro Floor and CBC Flooring all have new homes in the flooring section. So that's very exciting. And these companies are doing a phenomenal job with bringing stellar exhibits and new products to NeoCon this year.
All right, let me just real quick get into that. So that's on the seventh floor. There's actually a little flooring section on the seventh floor?
There's a little flooring section that's about 15,000 square feet.
All right.
It makes up about 20% of our show. So we have over 50 brands being represented in this area. So it's very exciting for us.
Yeah, most people know that have attended NeoCon for many years know that there's permanent showrooms, and those are on 3, 10, and 11. And at one time, there was temporary space on 7 and 8. Last year, I think you just had half of 8, and this year, everything's on 7. And we talked earlier, what you've done is you've invested a couple of million dollars, and it's a more denser showroom type of layout, right?
We're basically aligning our exhibitor mix with what our attendees want to see.
Yeah.
So we're delivering a high caliber of exhibitor with the products that our attendees use day in and day out, and some new companies that are ones to watch and possibly new sources for products.
All right. So it's exciting. I know that NeoCon kicks off less than a week. Actually, Sunday, there's the cool event, and there's several people have pre-show parties on Sunday afternoon, and then it kicks off Monday morning and runs through Wednesday. So I know there's a lot of energy right now as people are anticipation for this show. I appreciate you guys being with us. Again, been talking to Julie Cole and Byron Morton with the NeoCon show in Chicago, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloridaLA.net.